Boy, talk about a dedicated person right here in my studio. I have a very special guest. Elizabeth is here, Elizabeth Helene. And I sent her a text early this morning. I said, hey, Elizabeth, any chance you could... She lives in Oxford. You live in Oxford?
I live in Quinnebog. I live in Quinnebog.
Quinnebog. So I sent her a text and I said, hey, can you call in this morning and talk about this troop drive that we're having tomorrow at WINY, inspired by Elizabeth? And she said, call in. I'll be right down. And you canceled a doctor's appointment?
I sure did.
All right. And you're down here with us today. Elizabeth, thank you so much for stopping by. I appreciate that very much. Elizabeth Helene is vice president of the American Legion Auxiliary number 58 in Oxford, Massachusetts. They have a post right at 227 Main Street in Oxford. And you're very, very passionate about taking care of our troops on the ground, the troops that are still on the ground, overseas, Afghanistan, Iraq, and all that. And first, let's talk about the personal connection, Elizabeth. Why are you so involved here?
I got involved because my 23-year-old son, Specialist Brennan Nealon, went to Afghanistan with the 379th Engineering Company.
Yeah. So tell me about that. How is that? How does a family handle that?
It's very difficult, especially when you when he left a newborn son and a brand new wife.
Oh, seriously?
Seriously. It was very hard on him.
Yeah.
And the rest of us were there to support her and help her in any way that she needed.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really tough on her because she is also was part of the 379th Engineering Unit.
She was also.
She was. That's how they met and fell in love and ended up married. And she transferred out to a different unit because of the commingling.
And was she overseas also?
No, she was supposed to go. However, because she was pregnant and then ultimately had the baby on May 13th,
mm-hmm.
She couldn't go. She had to have a maternity leave and somebody needed
to take the
baby.
The baby was just born on May 13th?
Yes.
And then your son gets notified. How soon after the baby was born?
He was notified late last year that he was going to Afghanistan. However, when the baby was born in May, he was already in Fort Bliss, Texas, doing his pre-deployment.
Yeah, yeah.
They sent him home on emergency leave for 4 days so we could be here for the birth.
Yeah.
And then a week before he left, he was able to come home for another 3 days.
And then bang, gone.
And then bang, gone at the end of May.
He was there for a couple of months. What happened?
He was down in Afghanistan in a remote area where there was no running water, and the troops were having a really hard time, and they had come under fire.
Mm-hmm.
And my son, being with an engineering unit, was over there tearing down bases.
Yeah.
And he had fallen through a rotted wooden tractor trailer unit and blew out his knee and ended up with some herniated discs in his back.
Yeah.
Ultimately, he went from the FOB base that he was at to Bagram Air Force Base, to Germany, and then ultimately to the States.
Now, for families back home, when a loved one is deployed, there's day-to-day worrying, right? Speak to that.
There is a lot. I woke up one morning to a news report that a couple of soldiers had been killed.
Okay, so let's focus in on that, okay? So we all see the news, you see the headlines, you hear them and everything. When you have a loved one who's deployed, and when you hear the headline, it's not always really specific. They're not giving company names and numbers and all that stuff. They're just saying Afghanistan.
Right.
Very general. And an explosion and deaths or whatever.
Exactly.
And that, you're like on hyper alert for those kind of news bulletins.
I sure was. I went basically ballistic, searching the web, watching the TV reports, trying to contact my son in Afghanistan through Skype and messaging to find out if he was okay.
And until you receive that word,
you worry.
You're a wreck. And not just you, but the whole family.
Exactly.
The whole family.
Exactly.
All the loved ones. And that's, multiply that times every single family out there with a loved one overseas. I have a nephew who did two tours of duty, a Marine, in Iraq. And same thing, man. Just same thing. Every single day I was thinking about his safety. Mm-hmm. And every time there was a news bulletin, news headline, you feel sick in your stomach. You just feel sick in your stomach, and you just can't wait to hear the word that everything's okay.
It's different for me this time around. My 24-year-old daughter was in Iraq 5 years ago.
Really?
And right at the height of all of the bombings going on in Iraq. And I didn't know much about the situation over there because I had a new child myself.
Mm-hmm.
And it's different because now I'm up to speed on what's going on over there and how bad it actually still is over there.
Yeah.
And I worry. Yes, I would talk to my daughter on the phone and hear the bombs going off or the fire, gunfire going on. But it's different this time because, you know, my son was out in the field and they were getting shot at.
Yeah, yeah. Game changer right there. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. My daughter was a specialist on a base where she was supplying new uniforms mm-hmm. and whatever. My son was actually out in the field.
Yeah. So obviously, you know, I think general statement here, I apologize for that, but it feels like Americans, we're just kind of complacent now in terms of looking after and thinking about our troops over there. There was a time when these drives were happening on a regular basis. You could count on these types of drives just for the sundries for our troops. And then, of course, we heard the headlines where, you know, troop reduction, pulling back on troops, numbers reclining, and how we're getting out. And I think because we've heard all those headlines over and over again, we're thinking, oh, yeah, we're fine over there, right? But no, we're not. There's still men and women on the ground there in the same conditions, the same heat, the same, you mentioned your son, no running water where he was.
Exactly.
And they need the same day-to-day sundries. But the drives just aren't happening. They're not happening,
They're not
are
happening.
They?
And there's still, I want to say, there's still about 30 to 40,000 troops over in Afghanistan alone.
So you have direct contact with, again, the Massachusetts National Guard, which, 150, you've identified 156 soldiers?
160 soldiers.
Connecticut, Mass, Rhode Island?
Connecticut, Massachusetts, and Rhode Island. I know of six exactly from Connecticut.
Yeah.
Obviously, for confidentiality reasons, they can't give me
fine.
all the names, but I do know of Captain Owen Humphreys, who is the forward detachment commander in Afghanistan. I've spoken to him several times.
Yeah.
He is a state trooper for the state of Connecticut.
Yeah.
He is very thankful for the people of the tri-state area reaching out and helping the unit to survive and make their lives as comfortable as possible.
All right. So, Elizabeth, obviously her own family, her own children are serving. She's identified, you know, 160-something soldiers, men and women from our, you know, Connecticut, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, in addition to the thousands nationwide who are there. So we can't stop doing these collection drives. We have stopped doing them, and we can't, and nothing. We're not blaming anyone. Yet we just kind of forgot to do it. You know, we just got a little complacent. So this is kind of a little kick in the pants here this morning. Okay, they're still over there. They still need all this stuff. We're having a troop drive here tomorrow at WINY, inspired by Elizabeth and your energy. By the way, I love your energy, Elizabeth.
Thank you.
Man, we got to bottle this up tomorrow from 6 to 9 here at WINY. Stop by and bring the people always like suggestions. Go ahead and read off the list.
Our troops are asking for peanut butter crackers, nuts in different varieties, canned, single packets of powdered juice mix, preferably Gatorade is the best because they restore electrolytes in your system. All individually wrapped prepackaged snacks, including cookies. Big thing is Oreos and chocolate chip cookies. That's the biggest mm-hmm. thing they're asking for. Envelopes, writing paper, pens, sports balls, footballs, basketballs, soccer mm-hmm. balls, frisbees, magazines, books, new and gently used, cards, games, toothbrushes, toothpastes, razors, lots of baby wipes,
mm-hmm.
foot powder. Desperately need foot powder. They desperately need baby powder with cornstarch in it.
Mm-hmm.
Deodorants, mouthwashes, without running water, they're using baby wipes to wash up. They're taking mm-hmm. their bottled water, their canteens, to wash their hair.
Yep.
I mean, so they are trying to keep up with their personal hygiene. Yeah. It's not always easy in 120 plus degree temps.
Yep.
And anything else that you think of that they could use, and the females, I don't know if I can say this on air, but the females need tampons and lots of them, pads, anything girly.
Yeah.
It's really not, you figure their ratio is 95 men to one female.
Yeah, exactly. So they're going to run out of that stuff.
Exactly.
All right. So we have a complete list of suggestions on our Facebook page, by the way. So today, the ask today is get out to the stores today, pick up some of these items, check our Facebook page. There's the whole list of suggestions for you. And be prepared to drop them off here at the station tomorrow from 6 to 9 a.m. By the way, if you just can't be here from 6 to 9 tomorrow, drop them off between now and then. Just pull in today and drop them off, and we'll make sure that it gets to Elizabeth tomorrow morning. Thank you also to Rita Conrad from Pomfret for bringing your plight to our attention here, and we're happy to host you here at WINY tomorrow from 6 to 9. And there's also another event coming up at the East Putnam Fire Station on Saturday, August 23rd. They are helping out as well. So Putnam's jumping in, man. We want to help out. We want to help you, Elizabeth.
I just want to give a couple of public thank yous. Price Chopper Corporation for donating $250 gift card.
Nice.
Big Y Corporation for a $50 gift card. My husband, William Helene, for donating $50 for shipping costs, mm-hmm. as well as nice. Buying numerous things. And some friends of mine, Tony and Sherry Amador from Massachusetts, for a gift donation of $100.
Okay, sounds pretty good. And by the way, if you want to make a donation, the money will go to shipping costs, because
yes,
that can
they will.
Be substantial. They should make checks out to whom?
American Legion Auxiliary, Unit 58, or ALA number 58.
All right. Hey, Elizabeth, you're awesome. Man, I love it. Elizabeth Helene, and she's a mom. Her kids are, she's got a couple of kids that have been there, done the tours, and let's not forget the troops. And she's here to remind us today, these troops still need you, man. They're still over there. They still need you. Don't forget them. We haven't had a troop drive around here in a long time, and we're going to start tomorrow here at WINY 6 to 9, and Saturday, August 23rd, East Putnam Fire Station at the new fire station as well. Thanks, Elizabeth.
Thank you, Gary O. and WINY.
God bless you. It's 8:20. Good morning.